Lord, I pray as we are examining the gospel again this morning.
今天我们再来反思我们的福音的时候。
Please help us to understand it better.
帮助我们更好的了解。
And help us to increase our faith in the message of the gospel.
帮助我们增强我们对福音的信心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So I have a question for you. What do you think is the greatest hindrance of the gospel today?
我想问福音的最大。
Just think about it in your own mind.
我们来想一想。
What is the greatest hindrance in the gospel ministry today?
我们今天要去传福音，那最大的拦阻是什么？
One evangelist put it this way, and I think he's right.
有一位传道人。
The greatest hindrance of the gospel is believers' lack of confidence in the gospel.
就是传福音当中最大的阻拦，就是信徒们对福音缺乏信心。
The greatest enemy of the gospel is not outside of us.
所以福音最大的
not the communistic, you know, oppression on the Christians in North Korea.
并不是说像北韩呢。
It is not about the false teachers or the people who hate Christianity.
也并不是那些假教师，或者是那些对基督信仰带有仇视的人。
But the greatest hindrance of the gospel is in our heart.
福音最大的阻拦是在我们心里面。
So we have to examine our heart.
所以呢，我们必须来反省一下我们自己的内心。
Is there any evidence that you have a sure, unmovable, absolute confidence in the gospel that it is powerful enough to transform the worst sinner you can possibly imagine?
在我们心里面，我们真是有那种确信，认为这样的一个福音是可以改变。
On November 13th, 2015, Paris was attacked by ISIS.
在2015年11月13号的时候，巴黎遭到了这个伊斯兰国的恐怖袭击。
The attackers, armed with assault rifles and explosives, targeted 6 locations across the city and killed at least 130 people.
这些恐怖分子，他们针对巴黎的6个不同的地方，他们带着自动步枪，带着炸药。
And hundreds, of course, were wounded by that.
他们实行这个恐怖袭击的时候，杀死了至少103个人，也伤害了无数的人。
And in May last year, a suicide bombing was carried out at Manchester Arena in Manchester, England.
那在去年5月份的时候，在英国的曼彻斯特这里有一个音乐会，那有一个。人用炸弹在那里爆炸。
So 22 adults and children were killed, and 116 were injured.
22个成年人还有小孩子，他们被杀害，还有116个人被受到这个伤害。
Really horrible stories.
这些都是很可怕的这样的事件。
But do we believe that the gospel can save these kind of terrorists?
但是我们相信福音可以拯救这些恐怖分子吗？
Do we believe that the gospel has power to save these young ISIS terrorists who are beheading people in front of cameras?
对于那些在照相机前来杀头的、给人杀头的这种恐怖分子，我们相信福音可以拯救他们吗？
Do we believe the gospel can save drug addicts?
我们相信福音可以拯救那些瘾君子吗？
Do we believe the gospel can save homosexuals?
我们相信福音可以拯救那些同性恋的人吗？
Do we believe the gospel can save our neighbors who are ignored and our gospel witness for years?
我们相信福音可以拯救我们那些对福音不冷不淡的那些邻居们吗？
Do we believe the gospel can save our stubborn parents?Our siblings, their children, and relatives who are hostile against Christianity.
对于那些我们周围的固执的父母，那些我们的兄弟姐妹，还有我们的朋友们，我们相信福音可以拯救他们吗？
I believe our lack of confidence in the power of the gospel is truly the greatest hindrance in our evangelistic effort.
我相信在我们内心对福音 这种缺乏信心是我们传福音过程当中最大的阻拦。
To overcome this hindrance to our gospel ministry, we must listen to the Apostle Paul, who declares that he has overcome the same hindrance.
要克服这样的一个阻拦，我们就必须要向保。
So let's go to Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17.
让我们一同来看罗马书第一章十六到十七节。
I'm sorry, I should have announced it earlier. So Romans 1, chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. But for the sake of context, I'm going to start reading from verse 14.
为了更好的副节开始念。
The apostle says here, I am under obligation both to the Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So I'm eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. Verse 16 here, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
罗马书第一章十四节开始，无论是希利女人、话外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
So here in verse 16, Paul consciously emphasizes that he's not ashamed of the gospel.
就在十六节的这里讲啊，讲到保罗特意的强调，他不以福音为耻。
Why?
为什么呢？
It is because believers can be easily tempted to be ashamed of the gospel.
就是因为这个福音有时候。
Yusuf himself anticipated that his followers would be tempted to be ashamed of being his followers.
耶稣基督也预言了有些信徒是会以福音为耻的。
Mark 8:38 Jesus says, For whosoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
马可福音第八章第八节说，凡在这无论罪恶的自干，把为耻的人子在他父的荣耀里。从受天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
The Christianity of the first century is quite different from the Christianity of today.
第一个世纪的基督信仰跟我们今天的这个基督徒所面对的环境是很不一样的。
So how is Christianity advertised in our society?
我们今天怎么样来宣传福音呢？
If you turn on a TV show about Christianity, what do they say?
如果你打开一个基督徒的这样的一个电视节目，你会听到什么呢？
Many Christian preachers say that Christianity promises peace, comfort, and prosperity.
很多所谓的基督徒的这些传道人，他说。
And many Christians encourage others to join the church to find friends and enjoy social activities.
所以很多基督徒呢，鼓励他们的朋友在里面。享受一些社交的这样的一些活动。
Let's think about it. Could have such propagations worked in Jesus and Paul's days?
那在耶稣和保罗的时代，这样的宣传会管用吗？
So according to an early church historian and biblical scholar Larry Hurtado,
有一位研究圣经教会早期历史的这样一位神学家，他曾经这样说过。
The earliest Christians were widely ridiculed, especially by the cultural elites.
他说，基督徒在早期教会的时候，时常被讥讽，特别是被那些所谓的社会的精英所看不起。
Being Christians, they were excluded from the circles of influence and business, and often persecuted and put to death.
所以作为基督徒，你不会在利益的中心里面，而且呢，时常你会被迫害，被处死。
So Hurtado says the Roman authorities were uniquely hostile to them, compared to other religious groups.
所以这位历史学家他说，罗马帝国的这个政权，特别是针对基督徒，特别是针对基督信仰，对他的敌视比所有其他的信仰都要来得严重。
And I think some of you who know the history of Christianity in China understand what I'm talking about.
如果我们稍微的回顾一下基督信仰在中国的发展的话，我们就可以知道我们在说什么。
I read a book called Jesus in Beijing, where it talks about how Christianity was spreading Christianity, so I understand how many faithful Christian, Chinese Christians were going under persecutions.
我看了，我曾经读过一本书叫《耶稣在北京》，这里讲到了很多的基督徒怎么样在中国受到了巨大的迫害。
But let's go back to the first century. Why then were they persecuted?
让我们回到我们看看这些基督徒为什么要受到迫害。
They were expected that people would have their own gods in the Roman Empire.
在罗马帝国
also be willing to show honor to other gods as well.
所以每个人呢也被期盼的是要去遵从其他人所敬拜的那些所谓的神。
Nearly every home, every city, and every professional guild and the empire itself each had its own gods.
每一个家庭，每一个城市，每一个职业行当，甚至是罗马帝国，它都有自己所谓的神灵。
You could not even go to a meal in a large home or to any public event without being expected to do some ritual to honor the gods of that particular group or place.
所以，如果你去一个家庭吃饭，或者你去参加一个公众场合的活动，你都对所谓的神明而献上你的这些礼仪。
To not to do so was highly insulting, at the least, to the house or the community.
如果你不这样去执行这些礼仪的话，你被认为是对那个家庭或者是对那个场合的一个巨大的冒犯。
It was also dangerous because it was thought that such behavior could bring the anger of the gods.
同时，你不这样做呢，也是很危险的，因为当时的人认为遵从这些所谓的神明。
In particular, it was seen as treason to not honor the gods of the empire.
如果你对这个罗马帝国的人民表示不敬的话，你会被认为是一种叛国的行为。
Because the Roman people thought that these gods are actually upholding their empire.
因为当时的罗马人他们认为这些所谓的神明是他们的帝国的根基所在。
Christians, however, saw all these rituals and tributes as idolatry.
但是基督徒呢
？They were committed to worship their God exclusively.
他们是委身于敬拜独一的真神。
While the Jews had the same view, they were generally tolerated.
这个当然我们知道，这个犹太人他们也是只拜独一的神的，但是呢，他们是被宽容的。
It was because they were a distinct racial group, and their peculiarity was seen as a function of their ethnicity.
因为他们是一个比较独一的这样的一个种族群体，所以大家都认为他们这帮人他们有自己的特点，他们就允许他们去做他们想要做的事情。
So to put it simply, the Jews were very stubborn, so the Roman Empire just let them worship their God alone.
所以换一句话说呢，
Christianity, however, spread through all ethnic groups, and most of them were former pagans who suddenly embraced Jesus Christ and decided not to honor these Roman gods.
但是基督徒不一样，基督徒他们是包括了所有的人，而且呢，很多人。
This created huge social problems.
这就带来了很大的问题。
It made the society disruptive or impossible for impossible for Christians to be accepted into most public gatherings.
所以呢，基督徒呢，在这些公共场合上呢，是不受欢迎的。
If an individual in a family or a servant became a Christian, suddenly they refused to honor the gods of the household.
所以在一个家里面，如果其中一个家庭成员或者是一个仆人
他们决定成为基督徒，那他们就
这些人就不再遵从这个家庭所拜的这些神明了。
It means they were seen to be people who are disturbing and breaking the bonds of families and society.
所以这些人呢就被认为是破坏和谐的这些人。
So Christianity spread was seen as subversive to the social order, a threat to the culture's way of life.
所以呢。是一个反社会的，是一个 反和平的这样的一种、传播。
Christians were thought to be too exclusively to be good citizens.
所以呢，他们认为基督徒呢不是好公民，因为他们是把自己、置身度外。
What about Jewish people?
那犹太人
Paul was a Jew, right?
保罗。
So Jewish Christians also had a number of reasons to be tempted to be ashamed of the gospel.
就这些犹太人基督徒呢，也曾经是有这样的一种试探，让他们对福音感到难为情。
Orthodox Jews believed in a powerful Messiah who will come and overthrow the oppressive Roman Empire.
这些非常正统的犹太人呢，他们相信有一个强大的这样的一个弥赛亚，他会来到世上推翻这些罗马帝国的统治。
They've been long waiting for the powerful Messiah who will establish a kingdom for themselves.
所以他们一直在等待这样的一位、强势的弥赛亚来建立一个在地上的国度。
But what kind of Messiah did Paul preach?
但是保罗怎么样的呢？
Was not a powerful political figure.
并不是一个很强大的这样的一个政治上的、这样的一个人物。
Paul preached Christ Messiah crucified.
保罗宣扬的是一个被钉死在十字架上的弥赛亚。
A powerless Messiah who is hanging on a cross was the unthinkable and a blasphemy to most of the Jewish people.
对于大多数的犹太人来说，你说这样的一个毫无能力的被钉在十字架上的这样的一个弥赛亚，对他们来说简直就是一种冒犯，简直就是一种亵渎。
According to Deuteronomy 21:23, everyone who is hanging on a cross is cursed by God.
根据《生命记》第21:23，所有被挂的
，The preaching of the Messiah damned by God on the cross.Was foolishness to the Jewish ears.
对于犹太人来说，非常愚蠢的这样的一种言论。
Thus, Paul also warns Timothy, one of his pupils, not to be ashamed of the gospel.
所以呢，保罗特别强
调 Timothy was a Jew and he was also living in a Greek context, Roman Empire.
所以、提摩太也是一个犹太人，他是、住在这个罗马帝国里面。
Both Jews and Greeks alike would shame the young pastor who preaches this foolish message.
所以不管是犹太人还是这些希腊人，都会嘲笑提摩太。
So 2 Timothy 1:8 says, Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share in suffering of the gospel by the power of God.
提摩太后书第一章第八节说，你不要以给我的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这位主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
Again in 1 Corinthians 1:18 Paul says, For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God.
哥林多前书第一章十八节说，因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
Let's bring it into our context.
让我们来。
What tempts you to be ashamed of the gospel?
是什么使你觉得、对福音感到难为情呢？
We are living in a post-Christian society.
我们现在是、生活在一个后基督信仰的时代。
When I first came to America, I thought America would be a Christian nation.
当我刚来美国，基督信仰的国家。
But I was shocked by the fact the majority of the people actually don't believe in Jesus, and some of them even haven't heard the gospel yet.
但是我感到非常的震惊，因为我看到有许多的人并不相信耶稣基督，很多人甚至没有听到过福音。
I even saw some British people, English people, who say they are sad that their forefathers sent missionaries to Africa to spread the gospel because these poor Africans have received Christianity which is false. So that's how British people are thinking about Christianity these days.
就我曾经遇到过一些英国人，他们觉得非常的奇怪，说他们的祖先曾经是派了很多宣教士到非洲去去那里传扬福音，让那些贫穷的非洲人有机会来接受福音。
What about postmodernism?
那这个后现代化主义呢
？Postmodernism means there's no absolute truth.
后现代化主义告诉我们说，没有。
Whatever you think is right, whatever I think is right, it doesn't matter whether they are contradictory to each other.
你想的是对的，我想的也是对的，尽管我们的思维可能是互相矛盾的。
But why is the gospel truth?
但是对于福音的真理呢
？It means there's one truth.
福音真理告诉我们说，只有一个真理
，Jesus Christ，
耶稣基督。
So we are tempted to be ashamed of proclaiming this truth.
所以当我们要宣扬这样的一个信仰的时候，面对这样的一个环境，或许我们会感到难为情。
What about evolution?
那进化论呢
？I understand there are some Christians who believe in evolution.
有一些基督徒也是相信进化论的。
But most conservative Christians don't believe in evolution.
但一般保守的基督徒是不相信进化论。
So if you're a Christian scientist who doesn't believe in evolution, then actually you will be awfully tempted to be ashamed of your position.
所以，如果你作为一个基督徒的科学家，你不相信进化论，或许你会对要宣扬信仰而感到难为情。
What about the activities of evangelism itself?
那对于那些传福音的这些活动本身
，I tried to witness to a bus driver like 2 weeks ago.
有一次，我想对一个开公共汽车的司机传福音。
I asked him if he goes to church or believes in the gospel.
我问他是不是相信福音，是不是去教会。
He was mad at me.
他就感到很愤怒。
I mean, he just asking that question truly hurt his feeling.
当我
I'm sorry, I shut my mouth.
我说对不起，我就再也不说了。
But he didn't. After that, he was very kind to me until then. But after I asked him whether he's a Christian or believed in the gospel, he was just hostile against me.
在那之前呢，他对我其实挺友好的，但当我
So naturally, the message of the gospel really tempts us to be ashamed of it.
所以呢，这个福音的内容的本身，有时候会让我们觉得难为情。
But we must remember, this same gospel is the foundation on which we stand to fight against the same kind of temptation to be ashamed of the gospel.
但是我们必须要明白的是。正是这个福音可以帮助我们，它是一个我们的根基，帮助我们去战胜这些我们对福音的难为情。
So let's go back to the text, Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
所以让我们回到这个罗马书这里讲到，我不以福音为耻，这福音是要。
So here is the reason that Paul is not ashamed of the gospel.
So here is the
because it is the power of God leading to salvation.
就是因为这是神的大能要带来拯救的。
In other words, the gospel is God's saving power.
也就是说，这个福音就是神的拯救的能力。
Here we need to understand how the Old Testament uses the term power in order to understand Paul's use of the term.
我们这里看到这个能力，我们要看看这个在旧约圣经里面是怎么样来描述这个能力的。
The Old Testament teaches about a personal God who uniquely possesses power.
这里讲到旧约圣经里面讲到这位神，他是因为这个有人性的神，他是具有这样一个。非常独特的能力
and this powerful God manifests his power by delivering his people and judging their enemies.
而神就是用这种巨大的能力 来解救他的子民，也用这个能力来审判他的敌人。
For time's sake, I'm not going to read the references, but you know how Exodus happened.
所以我们都知道这个关于记是怎么发生的。
It was showing God showing of His power by delivering the people.And also judging their enemies.
是神通过拯救他的子民，也惩罚他的敌人，来彰显他的能力。
We also need to understand the nature of the word salvation here.
我们也必须要知道这个拯救这个救赎是什么意思。
He said the gospel is the power of God for salvation.
他说这个福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
So here, Paul's use of the word salvation is mainly eschatological, which means it is concerning the end times.
所以这保罗在讲到拯救呢，其实是跟末有关的。
For Paul, salvation fundamentally means deliverance from the coming wrath of God.
保罗讲
到。Paul uses the same terms in relation to salvation about 13 times in the entire letter of Romans.
在罗马13次
And most of the terms refer to the future deliverance.
大多数情况之下都是讲到将来我们要得到的这样的救赎。
For example, Romans 13:11 says, Besides this you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake up from sleep. For here, salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed.
比如说罗马书13:11，这里说到，再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡觉睡醒的时候，因为我们
So he's using the term as if as it is something that's coming in the future.
所以呢，保罗这里讲到呢，是讲到将来要发生的事情。
But of course, salvation is just more than the deliverance from God's wrath in the future.
但是呢，这个祝福其实它的含义超过了说我们将来要得到的神的这个解救。
Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
罗马书3:23说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Here, salvation includes the restoration of the sinner to a share of God's glory.
所以这里讲到的救赎，也是让我们能够恢复与神有份的那份荣耀。
Upon this foundation, Paul has the conviction that we are to enjoy these eschatological blessings now.
所以根据这样的一个看法，我们现在就可以享受这个救赎所带来的荣耀。
So he says in Romans 8:24 that he says in this way, "In this hope we were saved."
所以在罗马书8:24说，我们得救是在乎盼望。
Which means we are enjoying the salvation that's coming in the future right now as saved people.
所以呢，我们因为是被拯救的，所以呢，我们就可以现在就享受那个将来要经历到的那种救赎。
So in sum, salvation is deliverance from the coming wrath of God and restoration of the sinner to a share of God's glory.
所以呢，我们可以看到，这个救赎是要在将来。在神里面的那份荣耀。
Then how can we share God's glory?
我们怎么样来分享神的这份荣耀呢？
Because we are united with Christ.
因为我们是与基督联合的。
That's how Romans 6 tells us of the truth.
这就是罗马书6告诉我们的真理。
So because of this union with Christ, so we can never be separated from the love of God.
因为我们是与基督联合的，所以呢，我们不能任何东西不能把我们使我们与神的爱分离。
So let's go to Romans 8, since we are in Romans already. Romans 8 verses 31 and 32, it says, What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
我们来看罗马书8:31-32。即使这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们呢？
So if you come down a little bit, verses 37-38, it says this way, No, In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. So he, what he's saying is we are greater than Alexander the Greater, the Great. For I'm sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们来看看罗马书第八章三十七到三十九节，他说：“然而，靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。”因为我深信，无论是生是死，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔离隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
This is what the gospel does, the power of God.
这就是福音所成就的，这是神的大能。
The gospel makes alive those who are dead in trespasses and sins.
福音使那些在罪犯和过犯当中，罪过和过犯当中死去的人能够活过来。
And it makes them enjoy God's glory and His love.
可是让我们在主的爱里面可以享受主的荣耀。
God has done no one else can do in the gospel of His Son.
神在他的儿子耶稣基督在他的生命里面所成就的这个福音是没有任何其他人可以做到的。
This is the first reason why Paul was not ashamed of the gospel.
这就是保罗不认主的一个理由。
When we understand the gospel is power of God, how can we be ashamed of it?
当我们理解到福音就是神的大能的时候，我们怎么会以它为耻呢？
The second reason Paul is not ashamed of the gospel is this.The scope of God's salvation, God's saving power in the gospel is universal.
第二个，保罗不以福音为耻的原因是因为这个福音是普世性的。
Paul says here, I'm not ashamed of the gospel in the text, chapter 1, verse 16, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
保罗这里讲到他不以福音为耻是因为这个福音是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，后是希律人。
God's saving power is for all who believe without discrimination.
神的这个拯救的福音是对所有人，所有相信的人都适用的，是没有歧视的。
There is no distinction between different ethnic groups.
不同的种族没有区别。
There is no impartiality between the rich and the poor.
对穷人和富人都是一视同仁。
No matter how much a person has learned, he can be a beneficiary of God's saving power.
不管我们受到多少的教育，我们都可以承受这个拯救的福音。
Thus, the scope of gospel is universal.
所以这个福音的范围是普世的。
Although there is a sense in which a priority of the gospel lies in the nation of Israel, so he says to the Jew first.
虽然我们可以从这些经文里面我们可以看到好像这个福音有些优先次序先是犹太人。
It never means though the gospel excludes the Gentiles.
但这并不是说这个福音呢就是把外邦人排除在外。
So he quickly adds to the Greeks also.
所以他马上就将
So Galatians 3:26-29 says, For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise.
是加拉太书第三章二十六到二十九节说，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希律人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，就是照着应许承受产业的了。
In the gospel, everyone becomes equal.And any kind of people can be saved.
在福音里面，所有人都是平等的，所有人都可以得救。
At the beginning of the sermon, I asked you if you believe the gospel can save and transform the ISIS terrorist.
在开始的时候，我曾经问大家，你相不相信福音可以拯救和改变那些伊斯兰国的恐怖分子？
Before answering the question, we have to remember what kind of man the Apostle Paul was.
当我们在回答这个问题之前，我们必须想一想，当我们
when he met Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus.
他在去大马士革的路上遇到耶稣基督之前，他是怎么样的一个人？
He was the worst kind of terrorist to the Jewish Christians.
他对犹太基督徒来说，他是一个最糟糕的一个恐怖分子。
He was willing to kill and imprison all the Christians, as many Christians as possible.
他是曾经是愿意去杀害，或者是把这些基督徒们抓到监里面，越多越好的这样一个人。
Now he's different, though.
但现在他不一样了。
His confidence in the gospel comes directly comes out of his own experience with it.
是他对福音的理解是直接从他自己对福音的这样的一个经历所带来的信心。
Though he can still explain that his past.Of persecuting the Christians made him the greatest sinner in the world.
So, yeah, 罪人当中的罪魁。
So that's in the 1 Timothy 1:15.
那是在提摩太前书第一章十五节。
Yet he knows that the gospel saved and transformed him, and he now is brother to those whom he once tried to put to death.
他也深知道他现在已经被改变被拯救了，所以呢他成为辅弼的这些人的兄弟。
He now is willing to lay his life for those whom he once hated to death.
对于那些他曾经是恨之入骨的这些人，他现在愿意为他们摆上自己的性命。
Here we find the power of the gospel that unites God's people.
所以我们这里看到神的福音的能力是把神的子民都给联合起来。
So what do you and I have in common?
你和我有什么相同之处呢？
There are some Chinese here, Americans and Koreans.
我们这里有中国人，有韩国人。
Do we speak the same language?
我们说同样的语言吗？
Anybody here can speak Korean?
有人会说韩语吗？
Oh, there's one. So we have three Korean speakers here.
所以我们这里有三个。
That's great. So and we share the same food?
我们会
Kimchi. Do you even know what kimchi is? There are some Americans here who can't even smell it.
但是我知道
Do we even share the same cultural norms?
我们都分享同样的文化的这样的一个习俗吗？
I'm sure many of you have been offended by Americans.
我相信我们有很多
You call me by my first name.
你怎么只叫
with it even now, today.
我其实到现在我都还曾经为这样的事情来挣扎。
So we are not alike.
我们都是不一样的。
Yet we share everything in Christ.
但是在基督里面，我们就分享了一切。
Remember, our stolen family members and indifferent neighbors can enter into the same household of God through faith in the gospel.
让我们记住，我们那些很顽固的亲戚们，还有那些对我们的福音非常冷淡的这些邻居们，他们也可以通过福音来进入神的国度。
The issue is whether we believe that this is powerful enough to save them.
关键是我们是否相信我们的福音是有如此的能力来拯救他们。
I'm sorry, what time are we supposed to stop?
11:15.
15, okay, sounds good. Paul is not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that saves, and also it is the power of God that is universal for everybody.
So we can see
So here's a third reason. Paul is not ashamed of the gospel because God's saving power is freely given through faith.
第三个保罗在恩典是白白的通过信心来赐给我们的。
So after saying God's saving power is universally offered to the world, Paul quickly introduces a language of qualification.
在阐述了这个福音是普世性的时候，保罗马上就说。
God's saving power is for all who believe.
保罗说，这个福音是为那些一切相信的人预备的。
So the Bible never teaches universalism that every human being will ultimately be saved.
所以保罗这里讲到的不是说这种所谓的普世救恩论，就是说是圣人。
So the reason the gospel is good news is that God's saving power is available to everyone who believes.
所以这里讲到，保罗说到的这个神的这个拯救的大能是为那些一切相信的人。
The word believe means that we fully rely on someone for something that we cannot accomplish.
这个这里讲到的相信，就是说我们完全的信靠某人。或某事去做一件我们没有办法自己去做的事情。
So to believe the gospel is to put full trust in the God who initiated the redemptive work of humanity through His Son Jesus Christ.
所以这里讲到要相信这个福音，就是完全的信靠神，他开始了这样一个拯救的工作，通过他的儿子成就了这个救恩。
The biblical faith or believing has three aspects.
这个圣经里面讲到的这个信心至少包括三个层面。
First, intellectual assent.
首先第一点呢，就是理性上的认同。
Which means you need to know what the gospel is.
首先你要知道福音是什么。
And you need to agree with it.
你必须要同意这个福音的内容。
What is the gospel?
福音是什么呢？
It means you are sinners damned to hell forever.
这福音讲到说我们每个人都是被定罪的，都是要下地狱的。
But the Son of God, because of God's love, came to the world and died for your sins.
但是因为神的爱，他差遣他的爱子，独生爱子耶稣基督来到世上，为我们死在十字架上，解救了我们的罪。
And he was buried and he was resurrected from the dead.
他被埋葬，然后他复活了。
So you have to agree with all these.Knowledgeable elements.
所以必须首先要认同这些理论。
There's a second aspect that is your emotion.
那第二
，it means your negative and positive emotional responses to the gospel.
就是我们一些负面的或者是正面的这种对福音的这种在感性上的这。感情上的这种回应。
Why negative first?
为什么首先是讲到负面的呢？
The gospel is good news.
福音是好消息。
But how can a person who has a serious illness would be happy unless he knows that he's been healed from this horrible sin, a horrible disease?
但如果一个病得很重的人，如果
So when you know you are contracted with this disease called sin and you are damned, you must be sad and sorrowful over it.
So if we all 深深地认识到我们是得了这个叫做罪的这个病的时候，我们首先必须要感到难过。
So you have to turn from this sin and to God.
我们必须要从这个罪里面转回。
And then you experience positive emotions.
这样你才能够经历到一些正面的这种感情上的回应。
In Romans 5:1, we have peace with God.
在罗马书第一节里面讲到
，In the Philippians he says, "Rejoice." It means we have joy in Christ.
在腓立比书里面讲到说，你们要喜乐，就是我们在主里面是有欢喜的。
So I have some, you know, standard when I counsel people about their salvation.
当我去跟别人约谈来确认他们的信仰的时候
，I've met many people who say agree with all the gospel, you know, truths.
我跟很多人交谈的时候，他们都说：“哎，我都承认啊、这个福音是真理。
”But they have no sorrow over their sins.
但是他们对自己的罪没有任何的这种悲伤。
But they have no peace in their heart.
他们在心里面没有平安。
They're always worried about their health, their money, and their children.They're always dragged by these horrible emotional things when they say they believe in the gospel.
他们所关心的只是他们的父母、他们的孩子，还有他们世上所拥有的这一切。
So I sometimes I'm not gonna I don't say them I don't tell them that you are not saved, But sometimes I wonder if they truly know the gospel.
当然我不会直接对他们说你们还没有得救，但是从我心里面我会想，他们真的是已经得救了吗？
The third element of biblical faith is this: total commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ.
对福音的这样的一个接受，第三个层面就是我们对耶稣基督的完全的委身。
It means you recognize yourself as slave of Jesus Christ.
就是你自己要承认自己就是耶稣基督的仆人。
And it's also like a marriage relationship.
或者这也像是一个婚姻上的关系。
What does this represent here?
这个代表的是什么？这个戒指代表的是什么？
It means I belong to this lady here.
这表示说我是属于这位女士的。
So this lady is the only one I commit my body and soul to.
这位女士就是唯一的一个我把自己的身体和我的灵魂委身于她的这样一个人。
She owns me.
她拥有我。
And I own her.
我也拥有。
So that is the faith. You know, what happens when you believe Jesus? It means you become His, and He becomes yours.
所以当你说你相信福音，你要接受这个福音的时候，你就变成了是属于耶稣基督的，他也变成是属于你的。
So that's biblical faith.
这就是圣经里面讲到的信心。
Here we also must understand that humans are responsible to believe the person and works of Jesus Christ.
所以呢耶稣的这个人还有他所做的一切。
And at the same time, believing, the act of believing is not something we do in the sense of works.
同时呢，这个相信并不是说是一种我们所做的工作。
Believing is always a response.
相信只是一种回应。
It is you receive something that is offered to you.
你去接受一些
So John Calvin calls faith a kind of vessel. We come empty and with the mouth of our soul open to seek God's grace.
他说这个管道呢，我们来到神的面前，让我们的灵魂的这个嘴巴。
A commentator Douglas Moo puts it this way: believing while a genuinely human activity.Possesses no merit or worth for which God is somehow bound to reward us.
另外一位神学家他说，这个信心相信是一个很普通的这样的一种行动，但是呢，它本身并不带有任何的功绩，并不带有任何的价值。说是只要我相信了，神就一定要来回报我的信心，并不是这样的。
For salvation is from first to last God's work.
因为这个救赎是因信以至于信，从头至尾都是神的工作。
So verse 17, Paul says, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith.
在十七节这里讲到，因为神的义正是正在这福音上显明出来，这义是等于信以至于信。
The phrase from faith for faith or faith to faith.Means there's no place for work in our salvation.
这是因信，因信以至于信，就表示说我们在这个整个救赎的过程当中，不是通过我们自己的努力，通过我们自己的工作而做成的。
Then the apostle emphasizes that the theme of justification by faith is not a new idea.
那保罗同时也讲到这个因信称义这个概念并不是一个新的概念。
He quotes Habakkuk 2:4 and says, "Even as the righteous shall live by faith."
他引用了这个哈巴谷书第二章第四节说，因为义人必因信得生。
How many religious people are still trying to earn God's favor today?
很多时候，我们作为一些所谓的虔诚的人，我们试图去自己去赚取神的恩典、神的救恩。
Any kind of effort to make oneself deserve to receive God's favor is a prideful self-deception.
其实试图通过自己的努力来赚取神的恩典，这个只不过是一个自欺欺人的做法。
One day I heard a shriek from my wife in my house.
有一天我在家里，我听到我太太一个尖叫的声音
，sharp scream， and I was just ran to her，
我赶紧就跑过去
，and asked her what's going on here，
我说发生了什么事情
，and she said，
她说就是。
Look at it. It was very cute, small mouse.
但我看，很可爱的小老鼠。
So she cannot stand it.
她不能忍受。
It's like no matter how hard we try, what we deserve is hatred and condemnation, like the rat is to her.
其实，不管我们的。
So look at the parable. The relationship between my wife and the rat, or the mouse, and the relationship between God and you. Sinful humans before God are way worse than rats and roaches that approach us.
有罪的
Here's the good news from God.
但这里有来自神的好消息。
The gracious God has made a way of salvation.
神已经为这个救恩开了一条道路。
It is through faith in the gospel.
通过对福音的信心。
Through faith, God's saving power becomes available to us.
通过我们的信心，这个福音可以临到我们。
Paul was not ashamed of the gospel because through faith and faith alone, God's saving power is given to believers.
保罗不以福音为耻，是因为通过信心也为神的拯救的大能临到了一切相信的人。
Just imagine the mouse that we were talking about all of a sudden decides to gain favor from Lily.
我们想想，如果刚才我们讲到的那只老鼠，它想要做一些好事来取悦于我的太太。
And every day, this mouse brings food for Ariana, our daughter. Will she accept that mouse in the end?
想象一下。
Absolutely not.
绝对不会的。
But God, out of His love, embraces us like rats and roaches.Embraces us in the gospel.
但是神通过他的爱，他拥抱了我们，就像拥抱那些老鼠和蟑螂一样，把我们拥抱到他的爱里。
That's the reason why we shouldn't be, must not be ashamed of this gospel.
这就是为什么我们不要以福音为耻的理由。
So it's conclusion.
所以作为总结
，While the nature of the Christian gospel can tempt us to be ashamed of it,
这个福音的。
To be free from the same temptation.
但是这也是让我们战胜这个试探的根基所在。
Paul was not ashamed of the gospel, although the world shamed on him.
保罗不以福音为耻，尽管这个世界羞辱他。
It was because he experienced God's saving power in his own life.
就是因为保罗自己经历了这个神的拯救的大能。
He was not ashamed of the gospel because faith in the gospel.Brought salvation to him who was who was not deserving it.
他不以福音为耻，是因为尽管他自己是并不配得这个救赎，但是神通过福音把他给拯救出来。
He was not ashamed of the gospel because its scope is limitless.
他不以福音为耻，也是因为这个福音的能力，这个福音的范围是没有限制的。
The gospel is powerful enough to save all who believe.
这个福音的大能是可以拯救一切相信的。
If the gospel could save a fanatic terrorist like him, he believed the same gospel can save anybody.
如果这样的一个福音可以拯救像他那样的他自己那样的一个狂热的恐怖分子，那这个福音可以拯救所有的人。
A team of Hungarian engineers have created the ultimate fire extinguisher.
有一个匈牙利的这样的一个工程团队，他们设计了一个非常强大的终极的灭火器。
They removed the gun turrets from an old Russian tank and replaced them with two turbines from MiG-21 fighter jet.
他们拿了一辆这种俄国的坦克，旧坦克，他们把那个炮塔给挪去，然后呢，
it was a tank with the jet engines.
所以这是一个坦克，但是呢，基本上
，so they injected the whole thing with gallons of water.
他们就把这个整个机器灌满了水。
The result is the first ever jet-powered fire extinguisher.
所以呢，这是第一台以飞机的这个启动机作为能量的作为启动的这样的一个灭火器。
Its name is Big Wind.
他们把它叫做大风。
Though it be difficult to get the tank to confined spots, the turbine's speed and power could potentially help firefighters with oil fires.
虽然呢，这样的一个坦克，有些地方它是去不了，但是呢，作为要灭一些那些油而引起的这些火灾，它是非常的强有力的。
Once you have fire on oil.Oil, how do you say, oil, whatever, you know, when you dig oil, it can take like days or weeks to put the fire off.
如果是因为由油而引起的火灾的话，大家可以知道，有时候是要好几天才能够把它给灭掉的。
But each engine of this big wing generates 27,000 pounds of thrust and can expel 8,000 gallons of water a minute. For Chinese and Koreans, 30 tons of water in 1 minute.
这个灭火器在每一分钟，它的每一个发动机可以产生2700磅的这样的一个推力。我在一分钟里面可以射出8000个加仑的水，就是32吨的水。
What would you do if you are sitting on this big wind?And then see a fire on a house.
如果你坐在这样的一个机器上面，你看到有一个房子着火了
，No doubt you would run to the house and use the powerful machine to put out the fire.
我想你肯定会开着这辆坦克去到那个房子旁边去把这个火给灭掉，对不对
？When I see around my neighborhood in Cary,
如果当我看到我在 Cary 住的那里那些邻居
，I sometimes imagine burning houses.Where families are still trapped in, because they don't know the gospel.
我可以想象有很多的家庭因为他们不相信福音而产生了这种所谓的火灾。
So when I think about the gospel that I have in my earthen vessel, I feel its power much more powerful than the big wind.
同时我看到这些需要拯救的家庭，我也看到在我自己这个陶器里面所拥有的这个福音的能力，这个福音的能力远远的灭火器。
I've experienced it with my life personally.
Excuse me?
I have experienced this power in my life personally.
我时常都在经历，在我的生命里面经历这个福音的大能。
Have you experienced it in your life?
你有经历到这样的一种能力吗
？If you have,Do you use this power in your daily life?
如果你经历过这种能力，你曾经每天都在使用这个能力吗
？Families and houses surrounding our home are set on fire.
在我们的邻舍里面，有很多的房子都在这样着火。
We ought to use this power while not being ashamed of it to save these people.With it.
我们当不以福音为耻，使用这样的一种能力出去去拯救我们周围的人。
The fruitfulness lies in God's hands.
这个果效是在神的手里面。
And faithfulness lies in our hands.
但是信实，这个信心是在我们心里面。
Let's do our best to spread this power of God to the people that need it.
让我们尽我们自己最大的能力去传播这个福音给那些需要的人。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Precious Father, thank you so much for your gospel.
恩典的父，我们感谢你的福音。
It is the power of God. It's your power that saves everyone who believes.
这是你的大能，要拯救一切相信的。
Lord, if there's anyone in this room who doesn't believe it yet.
主啊，如果在座的有任何人还没有相信这福音
，I pray that you would exercise your power in it to save that soul。
主啊，我祈求你的大能领导他，拯救这个灵魂。
And help all of us to be energized and encouraged by the message from the Apostle Paul.
帮助我们被保罗的这样的一个福音所激励。
Lord, there are so many temptations surrounding us that tempt us to be ashamed of the gospel.
我们面对许多的试探，叫我们对福音感到难为情。
But help us not to be ashamed of it.
但祈求你帮助我们不以福音为耻。
But like Paul, help us to proclaim it to the people who need it, Lord.
像保罗一样，让我们对那些所需要福音的人去宣告这个拯救的能力。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。